Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs. Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. Friend of the show, back again, back to back, Aditya.
Here we go. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. And today, this episode, we're going to talk about current events, as in what's happening in our lives right now. And we just got off talking about Black Cat and Golden Retriever energy. Now, you are actually in a relationship.
I'm currently not in a relationship, but I was dating someone for a few months. Yes.
Do you want to share?
Yeah. So it's one of the most interesting relationships of my life, I would say. It was very quick, as many of them are. Lasted a couple months, started like at the end of summer, you know, into the fall. And it was someone from my past who I met on a dating app. She's actually a friend of the show and has listened to some pods. I'm sure she'll listen to this, but you know, we met a couple years ago and then we just lost touch, but we reconnected on Instagram and Facebook and we hung out as friends actually, you know, during COVID, and we got to know each other a little bit and party together during kind of the post lockdown period when New York was empty. We go on walks and I was like, this is a really, really nice person. And then we both lost touch with each other. We dated other people, life goes on. And then we actually reconnected again on Instagram this summer. I saw her on Hinge and we just, you know, messaged each other. And I was like, hey, let's just catch up. Let's get to, you know, I'd love to hear what you're up to in your life. And we really hit it off. And, you know, what started as a date ended up being a very fun season of dating. And I think she's one of the best people I've ever dated. I told her that and she agreed. But there was a bit of, you know, not everyone is meant to be together. You know, the chemistry is a little bit off, but, you know, we really liked each other and we left in an interesting place where it's like, you know, even though we're not going to be romantic partners, like, why don't we just hang out as friends, stay in touch? Like, I'm like, I really value you. And I'd love to just know what's going on in your life. And the biggest, the funniest thing is that she has the cutest dog I've ever met. And I was like, I got really into the dog and we really liked each other. And I was like, can I steal your dog for a week at a time? And, you know, and what's funny is we've talked about how I hate dating girls with dogs on the pod.
You're going to jail for this because
I'm going to jail.
Fell in love with this dog. We've had podcast episodes where you've come on here, no sharam, ranting about girls and their dogs,
how including your sister,
life, including my sister, how they have no life, how their life is the dog, and how you're never going to date anyone with a dog. And here you are. You were a dog dad, hon. Like, you were dating this girl and you were her dog dad.
Oh, I was taking the dog all around town and having a blast. We really, really enjoyed each other. And, you know, back to what we talked about before, golden retriever energy, dogs. Like, you know, we really enjoy that. So, like, she was a bit of a black cat, which she even said, I'm a golden retriever, but her dog was the dog. So a lot of times I'd be like, you know, snuggling, cuddling with the dog. And it was fun. It was really fun.
And she's a self-proclaimed black cat. And I think she's spunky and fun. And that's the worst, right? When everything's great and the person's awesome and no one did anything wrong and no one's toxic and you genuinely enjoy each other's time, but it's just not the right person.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we really respect each other and it felt very mature. Like, I'm not used to such a like normal, mature situation. We still talk regularly. I'm still inviting her to stuff. She's like, you know, you're always welcome to come hang out with the dog. And it's like, it feels weird to have something that's so normal. And I think, you know, I'd like to stay friends with her for like a long time. And she's like, just, I think like, she's super intelligent, right? That's like one thing that...
We're sapiosexuals.
Sapiosexual. And it's hard to find like good people. You know, I mean, look, we all have a lot of friends, which is funny. But a lot of our friends are like married, taking kids, whatever. So I don't really see a lot of those people. And so, you know, when someone pops up in your life who's like so amazing and you have a lot in common and like you connect on intellectual level, all that stuff, even if there's a breakup, you're like, I definitely want to keep you in my life because just because we didn't work out, it doesn't mean, you know, that we should never talk again.
She is definitely a boss babe. And you were sad. It's okay. Like,
totally. Yeah, I think we were both sad, you know, and we're both going through it and it's tough. Breakups of any
kind. This is fresh, by the way, for the listeners. Like, this just happened like last week. And, you know, it's tough because as you get older, relationships mean more, people mean more, and they leave a mark on you, whether they're friends or relationships, whatever it is. Like, I don't like to see people go, and she may be in your life for good, but it's just not fun when it doesn't work out, when no one did anything wrong.
I think also, like, if we were younger, it'd be one of those things where, like, oh, we're in our 20s, we're just gonna like indefinitely date, blah, blah, blah. It's like, we're older now, you know, it's like there's a clock for everyone. And it's like, I don't wanna waste anyone's time. I wanna make sure that the person I'm dating, you know, we know we're each other's life partners. And I think at some point you just know that, you know, maybe we're just friends. And I think what was great is that she brought it up and I, you know, she's like, are we forcing things, like, are we better off as friends? And I was like, I think you're right. And I was like, something's been off, but it's not a bad, like, it's not a bad thing. It's just like, maybe we're not romantic partners, maybe we're just meant to be friends, and that's okay, you know.
And do you mind sharing the timeline for listeners, because I think this is so important, what you said, like, not wasting time. Like, time is precious as you're getting older. And you don't want to waste anyone else's time, let alone yours. And so for the people listening that are stuck in these relationships, you're either staying together because you don't think you'll find anyone else, or you're staying together because you're trying to pay the rent, whatever it is. Like,
I support the last one, by the way.
You support rent. Yeah. Of course you support the rent. No, like, these are just reasons that I think they take away from your overall life. And eventually, like, you'd resent the person, like, you would hate this person.
100%. I think, so like, I'm 36, she's 33. Like, I feel like, you know, we dated for a couple months, and I think 2 to 3 months is always a good sort of, you're kind of like in trial with each other. And I think at that point, you usually know if, you know, and usually what happens is one person will be like, I'm in, the other one's says I'm out, right? And that's sad. That's where the tears and the crying, all that stuff comes. But this is one of those cases where we both were like, I think we're out. And then obviously you have many situations where both say we're in, and then you're in a relationship, right? But I think that it's tough to do something where it's so mature. And I think had we stayed together for a few more months and then we broke up, then we hate each other and like resent each other and be like, what the hell? I wasted 4 months, 6 months, whatever. Like, you know, why do we, like, we were right to break up. And now I think at least we're on good terms. We're friends. Like, you know, we started off as friends, actually. And I think when I started, I was like, I want to make sure that, you know, no matter what happens, we just end on good terms. And having met her and what an incredible person she is, I'm like, there's no reason for us to have like bad blood, bad feelings, whatever. Like, it was super mature. And I think it's just weird for both of us because normally we have such strange relationships that it's like not speaking terms, you know, blocking someone for whatever reason.
Blocked.
Yeah, sometimes you have to block someone for their own good, you know?
Yeah. I think it's, you're leveling up.
Yeah. So like, I feel sad, but I also feel good because it's so strange to have a bit of closure and also just like be positive and just like positive vibes all around. It's weird.
And I think when you end on a good note, you're excited for the next chapter. You're excited. Yes, it's sad, but you don't have this icky feeling. Like, you know, when you leave a toxic relationship, then you're stuck like, oh, like, woe is me. Like, this is awful. And you're in the dumps and it really eats away at you. But when you leave on good terms, you're at peace. And it's very, it makes it much easier to move on.
Yeah, I think so.
Not holding a grudge. That's low vibe.
But also, like, it feels weird because I'm so used to like these like explosions and like toxicity and horribleness, you know?
And they always come back.
So there's the ones that always come back, and then there's the ghosters, which, you know, I spiraled the last time I was ghosted. That told that story on the pod, and that was someone that just stopped talking to me. And then obviously we had the original, I wouldn't say ghost, but just fleeing the country that we talked about a lot. So I've had these crazy catastrophic relationships ending, and it's like I'm almost like stunned to be like, you know, what is this? This feels different.
This is an educated, peaceful, kind person that's worked on themselves.
Who's super quality as well. Like, she's one of the most quality people I've met. All the things you said, educated, kind, successful. And it's like, what's going on here? In a good way, you know?
Yeah, because you've really been in one catastrophe after another, now that you put it that way. And these girls and you, both of you, like, spiral, and it's been like hot and heavy. And crashing and burning. And this wasn't that.
No, not at all. So really, really good. It's like, it's almost like bittersweet news, but it's also kind of like, I think we both grew from the relationship. We both learned things about each other, what we need. And I feel like we're both almost like even closer to each other. Like, I even texted her today. I was like, you know, I really appreciate the time you gave me. And like, I'm so happy I got to know you as a person because I think you're like amazing. And she said the same. And I was like, also, I love your dog and I will steal your dog. And if you come home and the dog's not there, it's probably with me.
And now you like dogs, or you're going to date girls with dogs now? Like, what's
we'll see. Right now, it's November. I might take some time to myself. There's so much like holiday stuff happening. We'll see. You know, I don't know. I think my therapist was like, you should probably take a break from dating because we've just had so many back to back to back. And it's like, you know, now's a good time for friends and family, you know?
Yeah. Well, in the last episode, I was talking about my own demons and being frustrated and smashing iPhones. And, you know, I'll get into that here. It's because next year will be 10 years since I've started this journey of being in entertainment, you know, from pitching Family Karma in 2014 to next year, God willing, it'll be 10 years. And I'm not where I want to be. I'm turning 40, which I think really, you're no longer in your 30s. Like, it's different. And I feel like young people see you as old. I don't think I'm old. And there's a lot of pent up frustration because I'm a go-getter and I've been working so hard and I'm not seeing what I want to see. I am successful, but you have to understand, we come from parents that are extremely successful. And I've talked about this before, and I'm nowhere even close. And that's what's frustrating.
But it's frustrating for me as your friend to hear that, because our generation isn't supposed to be as successful as our parents. We know this. There's data.
Why?
On this. It's just what happened. It's like our parents, you know, we definitely have some things that our parents don't have, like we were born to them, whatever, but also like they had certain opportunities that we didn't, you know, they had specific, you know,
like
you see it about the whole, like, you know, buying a home, right? The American dream, that stuff that they could do, that's so hard now, right? So us getting the help from our parents to do all that stuff now makes sense, because it's, if you started from scratch now, you're gonna have to work like 50 times harder.
Oh, I can't even imagine the person that's gone to school in debt, their parents cannot help them, don't have the means, and they're supposed to go start some life with this college debt.
Even being like an immigrant then, which our parents were, versus now, I don't think you'd be able to rise to the ranks.
No. Now. If you're coming to America now with nothing, it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Again, I like to believe in the best and, you know, what is it? Caviar wishes, champagne dreams, all of that. But it's hard for the American who already has citizenship or a green card. So how are you going to come here and make it? I really don't know, because the people who are already here can barely make it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah.
The education, who have the tools.
I feel like that's why you're a little too hard on yourself. And I think your golden retriever husband, who basically is me, would agree.
He's my biggest champion, my biggest fan. We are going to London together. He worked very hard to make sure he could come to London. And, you know, I'm going to be performing at Soho Theater. The first show sold out in 24 hours. The second show is there. If you're listening from London, December 5th and 6th, I'd love to see you there. These are big milestones. But they're not making like gajillions. Like, you know,
that's okay. But the thing is, money's not the only thing. Like, you're doing your own thing. You got comedy. You started that from scratch. And I think that's something to be proud of. So, and he's proud of you. So, you know, and you're both happy together. Just be less of a black cat. Be like him.
I know, right? And then again, the tour, Nashville was the last stop, and all of it just coming to an end. And this year being a blur, because I was living in a plane and traveling and not knowing where the year went, and life passing us by, and our parents getting older, and woe is me. And I, you know, messaged all of you today. I was like, it's just so depressing, but that's life.
Yeah. I mean, look, you just got to roll with the punches. You know, parents are going to get older, and maybe the benefit is as they get older, they stop screaming at you.
I don't think they stop. And so that was like where my frustration was coming from. It had nothing to do with anyone else. Most of the time when people are yelling or mad, they're mad at themselves. They hate themselves.
FYI. I mean, also the other thing is that I think once, you know, obviously Indian parents, especially boomers, like they're going to yell about first being single, then not being married. And then the next thing is kids, right? I feel like maybe once there's a grandkid, they can channel all that anger into like taking care of the grandkid or being around the grandkid, right?
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. I don't even know what that, and neither do you, because it's like, what's happening around the world right now? Like, I don't know. It's a hot mess.
It's tough. Yeah.
Everything's a hot mess. But that's where I was at. The tour finished in America. Can't believe the year flew by. Big things for next year. But yeah, I don't know. I'm like back to square one now. But in other news, we had Diwali this week.
Well, we had Diwali this week.
Well, we had Diwali this week.
Other people have been celebrating for a month and probably will celebrate for another month.
You want to elaborate?
Some people have been celebrating Diwali for the last month, and others have continued well past the date. And look, I love Diwali. It's one of my favorite holidays of the year. It's really just a week, you know, and that's what it's supposed to be. 5 to 7 days. Perfect.
Yeah. What we're basically saying is some people in the brown community, like, they're celebrating Diwali till Christmas, and it's annoying. Like, I love Diwali. It's one of my favorite holidays. It's basically South Asian Christmas. But, like, what are you doing? Like, we've now done Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas. Like, you're still wearing Indian clothes and running around. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you want quality over quantity. Do a couple of very nice events. And, you know, my parents had a really fun Diwali party this year that, you know, you're always invited, but you unfortunately live all the way on the other side of the country.
You would have loved to have been there.
We had a really, that was the best. My sister went to all these Diwali parties in New York, and then she even posted, she's like, the best Diwali party was the one at home thrown by mom and dad, because we have great food, great friends, very small, tight crowd. And it's not just a bunch of influencers taking photos of each other the whole time.
So cringe, influencers. Seriously. Yeah, no, Diwali was great. Me and my husband celebrated at home. We played a Lakshmi Puja on YouTube, and we ate delicious food that my parents sent over. And my parents obviously sent us a lot of sweets, and I had a lot of great food. And we just enjoyed the day together. We went shopping, and
Didn't you make a
paneer makhni? I made paneer makhni, which
is like basically the crap version of butter chicken for vegetarian people.
Chicken, we use paneer. So vegetarian. And I was amazed. I was amazed by how delicious it was. And my husband loved it. And we just had a good, simple Diwali. Obviously, I would have loved to have been with, you know, friends and family, but it is what it is. And we have Thanksgiving next week,
which is so early this year. It's very confusing.
Yeah, because
everyone's like, oh, next week's a half week. I'm like, what are you talking about? And yeah, here we are. So many people are obviously doing their own Thanksgiving. So I'll just be with my parents, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandma, and, you know, my sister's pregnant. So very exciting. So she'll get to enjoy that. And I'm going to be an uncle in January.
That's pretty awesome. Congratulations. I spoke to your sister. She's looking gorgeous. And I will be coming to New York with my husband for Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about that. We're going out. Yeah.
We're all going out. It's going to be a blast. We're all going to be reunited. And I think that might be the last time we see each other for the year.
That's okay. You know, yeah. The year is almost over anyways. And we'll get the spiral in 2024 as well.
Well, let's try to get one more in.
No, the spiral that was supposed to happen didn't happen because I had a really good ending. That was meant to be
like an adult, like, healing journey, like, basically, love.
I was on the verge of spiraling. I literally, like, took an edible and I thought about it. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is okay. And I feel like the lack of spiral is very confusing, because this time of the year is the time of the year I always spiral, and it's not happening. And my body is very confused right now.
That's a good thing. That's growth.
That is growth. My therapist said the same thing, by the way.
That's hilarious. But I will be trying shrooms this thing.
Oh, that's right.
I've never done shrooms, and I'm going to microdose and see if I'm enlightened and see if I become smarter.
I think it'll be good for your mood and your black cat energy, and it'll definitely, like, it's definitely like it changes some neurotransmitters, and it'll make you think about things a little differently. So
yeah. And so we're going to New York for Thanksgiving Eve, and then we're going to Dallas, my in-laws, for Thanksgiving. And it'll be nice. It'll be a good week, you know, just family time, and looking forward to, you know, going to London December 1st week. And so we have a lot going on in our personal lives. And so does Taylor Swift.
Nice. That's a very nice segue. We did cover the beginning of Taylor and Travis, and
but
a lot
is
happening. It's, I think, well, there's a lot happening in the news. So basically, from a sports perspective, you know, every week, obviously, the NFL teams play, the Chiefs play every week, but once during the season, a team is given a bye week. And that means that they don't play that week. They don't practice, whatever. It's meant for rest. The Chiefs, which is Kelsey's team, had their bye week. And that means he basically had like 12-ish days off in between games. And he spent that whole time traveling around with Taylor and supporting her at her tours and concerts.
Okay, because I'm Black Cat Energy, and me not knowing anything about what that is and football, I was like, okay, why is this dude following her around? That's a turnoff. Meanwhile, you're like, that was the only time he's available.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, if you were a doctor and you only have a certain amount of time. So this was his one time of the year, let's say, until the season's over, that he got an extended period of time off. And, you know, if he was just some random guy on the team, whatever, but he's Travis Kelce, and he's probably like, hey, can I take this time off?
Yeah. Well, she had that concert where she changed the lyrics and added the Kansas City Chiefs into the song, and people lost their minds.
I don't even know any of her newer stuff, and I'm losing my mind. Like, I'm a very 1989, that album is the one I listened to probably the most, because that was like mid-2010s when I was going out to bars regularly, and like, you hear Shake It Off, and you know, you hear all that stuff at the bars, and we covered this on the last pod, but I don't know her current stuff, but I'm here for it, you know?
Love it. And so, yeah, apparently they showed her running off stage and they had like a little makeout. And I'm like, wow, like this is real, because I wasn't sure if this was a publicity stunt initially, but it seems to be authentic.
Also, the thing about Travis, we said many good things about him. He's very respectful of Taylor. And there was some video I watched where there was analysis that it wasn't like he was like kind of all over. He waited for her to come to him. He had his hands behind him and said, I will follow your lead. And she threw her arms around him. So then he's like, okay, now I'll sort of follow your lead and do what, you know. So I like that respect, because it was her concert, it was her stage, and he let her decide how they would show their affection.
And they seem like Black Cat Golden Retriever energy. Like, she's definitely a Black Cat.
Oh my God, and he is the Golden Retriever. Like, he is just so, like, you know, huggable,
giddy,
friendly,
giddy, happy, yeah, over the moon. And I do have to say, he does have an interesting fashion sense.
I like it. I mean, he can do that because he's just, when you're an NFL star and a, you know, he's a big, strong guy, got the beard, I think he appeals to a lot of demos.
Yeah. He's like a burly, all-American guy.
Yeah.
And she's America's sweetheart. So it's like, what more do you want?
And he basically, didn't he say that he wants to have kids in the next year?
They're throwing kids into the mix. These people just met. But
well, that's not my biggest issue. My big issue is, isn't she on tour till 2025?
She's on tour till 2025. So I don't know how that's going to happen. But how old is he? I think they're a year apart.
He's 33.
So it's like perfect time to really have kids if you've followed life and done things.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. If you did things like a normal person.
Yeah, but also, you know,
like a normal person.
I do think that, like, they're both at the point of their careers where, like, Travis is 33 and NFL players, you know, don't go past 40 unless you're Tom Brady. But let's say a guy who's a tight end, like Rob Gronkowski, who people have probably heard of, Gronk, he didn't play past like 38, I think. So people are thinking Travis only has like 3 to 5 years left. So I think while he's in his prime, he should definitely pursue this relationship, but also focus on being the top tight end in the league, which he basically is. And she is the number one pop star in the world. So I don't think kids is the right move right now. Maybe he's just saying it. I see them having kids in 2 to 3 years.
I see them having kids in 2 to 3 years as well. I don't see it happening next year. Absolutely not. And I think they make a great couple.
I'm a fan. I love it. Even my most recent person I dated that I just discussed, we still talk about Taylor and Travis and how much we love them. We're shipping them for a while. And I think it's a good way for, honestly, if you're on a first date, bring it up.
Yeah. Do you have any Thanksgiving family traditions or anything? Or are you just staying in New York?
I just stay here. I guess the traditions would be like the night before the Thanksgiving, you're going to be part of that. We all go to Dorian's. We drink. We have a good time. Thanksgiving Day, we'll just be at home with the family. And then the day after is usually where the Christmas tree goes up.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a Christmas tree this year because I'm going to be in Miami for Christmas. Mm. And so I don't know, but my husband was like, let's just do it anyway. It's fun. It's cheerful.
Well, that's because he's a golden retriever.
Golden retriever. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see you next week. We're so excited to come to the city and hang with all of us and be together again. And
we even got Hot Friend Sheets to come in.
Sheets is coming. The whole crew is going to be together. It's going to be great. And, you know, I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.